good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, you wonderful, lovely people. You already know who it is. It is your friendly Apex Alpha, and this is the Alpha Ground. Once again, I'd like to say thank you for listening to the Alpha Ground up until this far. I really appreciate it. It's been almost going on, I think, 3 years with the Alpha Ground, and so I just wanted to say thank you to all my listeners, everyone that checks it out. Once again, my goal is to help change the world to be a better place, one person at a time, and the only way that I can do that is with you. So please share, rate, comment, share with your friends, your family, your enemies, anybody that you think may need it, could use that extra kick of motivation, could use that extra enlightenment on their path. So today we're going to talk about time, doing things in your own time. We have millionaires out there. We have homeless people out there. We have people that are healthy. We have people that are sick. You know, the only thing that we all have in common is the same 24. We all have 24 hours. Our life situations may be different. Our starting places may be different, but based upon our work ethic, how hard we do things, and how motivated we are, that's the only thing that could change it. We can all end up on the same path. It's a saying that goes that CEOs and star athletes, they have the same mindset when it comes to being on top. So basically, the process is yours to choose. You choose what path you want to go on. You choose what things you want to do, and you choose it all in your own time. So what that means is, don't let anyone rush you. You choose a goal. You choose something that you want to do. You tell it to one good friend. And if you don't have that one good friend, you write it down somewhere where you can see it every single day to remind yourself. Or you tell someone that's going to hold you accountable, that you can trust with your goals and dreams, and that's going to keep you to your word. That's going to hold you to your word, and you go for it. You go for it. You remind yourself what it is. You go for it day after day. Now, I'm not going to say that you're goal isn't going to change. It may change, and there's nothing wrong with change. Change is how we've survived this long. We are a very adaptable species. I went into this before, but it is okay as if it change. Just make sure that you stay motivated to whatever your goal is and you get there. I've been doing a lot of retrospecting. I've been looking at a lot of things, and nothing is permanent, is what I've been learning. I've seen CEOs go from business to business to business. Now, if you establish a $1 million business and you go and leave another business and you built this thing from the ground up, why are you going somewhere else would be one's question. And it's because they've stopped. Money isn't their motivation. It's something else, basically. They're hunting for something else. And it's their drive. It's their goal. They're doing it on their own time. They're doing what they want because they have the world at their disposal, because they're so established in their goals. They're so set in what they want to do. So with that being said, once again, permanent, it's not, nothing in life is permanent is what I'm coming to establish. Sideways establishing that death isn't even permanent with a lot of the reading that I've been doing, but basically nothing is permanent. So with that being said, do what you want to do that's going to make you happy, and do it in your own time, because you never know where it may lead to. You never know what paths it may take you down, and you may find some things that motivate you even more. You never know where it may take you. So definitely do things in your own time and do what makes you happy. So shoot for your goals, and also understand that falling is a part of the process. And when I say that falling is a part of the process, you may set your goal to be like one of the greatest boxers alive. And I have some friends that have actually set this as their goal to be a super dope boxer. And you get knocked out, or you get TKO'd. You lose, basically. Understanding that a loss is only a perspective. When you change loss into lesson, you will be surprised at how fast you grow. This was also a podcast on changing, learning how to take L's, turning your L's to M's, your lessons to motivation. Did also a podcast that you can look back into, but you have to have the ability to change your losses into lessons, and that understanding that falling down is a part of the process. There's a saying that goes, champions, everyone gets knocked down, but champions get back up. And if I do remember this correctly, this was by Muhammad Ali that had said it. So understand that falling is a part of the process and that it's okay. Just get back up. All of this, once again, it's on your time. If you want to take, you know, some downtime to relax, reset, that's fine. But after you're done doing that, get back up and do what you have to get done. Done. Okay? Don't let nobody rush you. Because once again, it's your time. You do what you want to, just make sure you get it done. Make sure you stick to your goals, your dreams, and your ambitions, because your goals, your dreams, and ambitions are yours alone. And can't nobody else duplicate them? Some people can maybe steal them, but they still won't do it to your magnitude, to your degree that you could do it to. No one will be able to customize it like how you do it. So that puts us in today's mantra, which is, my time is my time. And we're going to say this three times, and this is all to understand that you do things in your own time, but do things in your own time to the best of your ability. Okay, so we're going to say this three times. My time is my time. My time is my time. My time is my time. Do what you want to do in your own time, but to the best degree possible. Maximum effort, 120%. Okay? And then the quote for today, well, I did a lot of quotes, I think, for today. But the main quote for today is that our greatest weakness is it lies in giving up. And the most certain way to succeed is to try one more time. And this quote came from Thomas Edison. All right, so this, he basically said something I emphasize on, keep trying, you know, you fall down, you get back up, you try again, it's part of the process. When a child falls down, well, especially mine, when my kids fall down, I'll be like, you're okay, go ahead, get back up, continue playing. Continue playing the game of life, all right? Just because you get knocked down, it don't mean that you stay down. It just means that you got to get back up stronger. You fall down again, same thing. Just keep on trying. All right. So today's question is, what are you doing with your time? Like, just sit down for a second and really ask yourself, what are you doing with your time? And I'm not talking about vague. I'm talking about minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. What are you really doing with your time? How much time are you just chilling, relaxing, not doing nothing constructive with your life? And how much time are you putting in every single piece of blood, sweat, and tears to get to your goals that you need to get to become the success that you want to see and be? What are you doing with your time? Y'all know who it is. Your boy, Apex Alpha. This is the Alpha Grind. Please, once again, share with your family, your friends, your enemies, whoever you think may be able to use this podcast. And please just let them check out one episode, one of your favorite episodes. You know, just share with them, like, hey, check this out for me. I want to get your opinion. I want to hear how this, you know, what you think of the message. All right, y'all have a great one. It's your friendly Apex Alpha. Yo, this the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.